All right, so get ready, because tonight we're diving deep into something spectacular, a celestial event that's going to put on a serious show
Definitely.
this December, the Geminid Meteor Shower. And
Right.
I am not exaggerating when I say it's a show.
Right.
We're talking a potential meteor every 30 seconds
Wow.
at its peak.
That's amazing.
Now I know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
December, that's cold.
You'd be right.
And you would be right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But trust me,
Okay.
this is worth bundling up for.
I think you're right.
Especially because the Geminids are different.
Oh, yeah. How so?
They come from an asteroid,
That's unusual.
not a comet, which is
Yeah.
pretty mind-blowing if you ask me.
Yeah. Most meteor showers that we see
Yeah.
are caused by Earth passing through the dusty trails left by comets.
Right.
But the Geminids are linked to an asteroid.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
An asteroid causing a meteor shower?
Yeah.
I always thought asteroids were just
Right.
big chunks of rock,
Yeah.
not the icy trail leaving kind. Explain this to me like I'm five.
Okay, so picture this Phaethon
Big, huh?
is basically this rebellious space rock that doesn't quite follow the rules.
Okay.
It orbits the sun in a really stretched out oval, almost like a racetrack,
Okay.
which brings it closer to the sun than almost any other named asteroid.
Wow.
And when it gets close,
Okay.
it heats up and starts shedding material, kind of like a comet would.
Interesting.
That's why some scientists call it a rock comet.
Okay, rock comet.
Yeah.
I'm picturing a comet with a leather jacket and a bad attitude.
Sounds about right.
So this rock comet leaves a trail of debris,
Yeah.
and every December, Earth slams through it.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's when we get the Geminid meteor shower. It peaks around December 13th and 14th.
Okay.
Usually best around 2 a.m. no matter where you are.
2 a.m. Okay.
And get this,
Okay.
the Geminids have been getting more intense
What?
over time. When
Really?
they were first observed back in 1862,
Wow.
they were a pretty mellow shower, maybe 10 or 20 meteors an hour.
Yeah.
Now,
Yeah.
we're talking up to 150 per hour.
Wow. That's a serious
Yeah,
upgrade.
it's pretty amazing.
Okay, so we've got an asteroid acting like a comet, leaving a trail of debris,
Yeah.
causing one of the most intense meteor showers of the year.
Exactly.
I'm hooked.
All right.
But here's what I really want to know.
Okay.
Why are the Geminids so colorful?
Ah, good question.
They're not just your average white streaks
No,
across the sky,
you're right.
right?
The Geminids are known
We're
for their
glowing.
vibrant colors.
Yeah.
You might see streaks of yellow, green, blue. It's like a celestial fireworks show. And the reason behind those colors is
Yeah.
pretty fascinating.
Okay, tell me everything.
All right, so remember how Phaethon gets super close to the sun? Well, all that heat combined with the incredible speed
Yeah.
at which the debris enters our atmosphere.
Okay.
We're talking 78,000 miles per hour.
Hold on, 78,000 miles an hour.
It's fast.
That's like ridiculously
It
fast.
is. And because of that speed
Yeah.
and heat,
Okay.
the elements in that debris get ionized.
Ionized.
Basically, they become electrically charged.
So like a cosmic light show.
Exactly.
All right.
And the color we see depends on what element is burning up.
Interesting.
So when you see a green streak, think magnesium.
Magnesium.
Blue often comes from iron.
Blue iron. Okay.
And that beautiful yellow or orange,
Yeah.
probably sodium.
Wow. So each meteor is like
It is.
a tiny fingerprint of this asteroid.
It is.
Okay. So we've got this rebellious rock comet, amazing colors,
Yep.
and a meteor every 30 seconds. I'm definitely adding the Geminids to my must-see list.
Same.
See.
Yeah.
But everyone
Yeah.
always talks about the Perseids in August.
Right.
How do the Geminids compare
Good question.
to those?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And it leads us to a bit of a meteor shower rivalry
Oh.
for a long time.
Yeah.
The Perseids were the undisputed champions, but the Geminids have actually taken the lead
What?
in recent years
Really?
in terms of the sheer number of meteors we
What?
can see per hour.
So the Geminids are officially
Pretty
the
much.
more prolific shower now.
They are.
Ah.
But it's important to note
Sure.
that this isn't necessarily because the Geminids are getting stronger.
Okay.
It seems like the Perseids have been experiencing a slight dip
Interesting.
in their activity lately, but that doesn't mean they're not worth watching.
Right?
They have their own unique beauty with those long, lingering trails that can streak across the sky
Okay.
for seconds.
So we've got the Geminids short, bright, bursts of color.
Mm-hmm.
And the Perseids.
Yeah.
With those dreamy long trails.
Yeah. Tough choice.
Hmm. Tough choice.
Yeah.
But back to the Geminids for a second.
Okay.
I have to admit,
mm-hmm.
December in Spokane.
Yeah.
Doesn't exactly scream.
Yeah.
Stargazing weather.
It can be pretty chilly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would I be crazy to try to watch these from my backyard?
Well, light pollution is definitely the biggest challenge for any meteor shower viewing. The darker the skies, the better.
Okay.
If you can get away from city lights, you'll have much better chance of seeing those fainter meteors.
Okay, so maybe a little road trip is in order.
Might be a good idea.
Speaking of road trips.
Okay.
Tell me more about this Japanese mission you mentioned earlier.
Sure.
The one that's going to study Phaethon up close.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
It's called the Destiny Plus mission.
Okay, I get it. It's a cool mission with a long name.
Yeah.
But what's it actually going to do?
Well, in simple terms,
yeah.
It's going to do a flyby of Phaethon.
Okay.
Think of it as a cosmic close-up.
Okay.
The spacecraft will capture high-resolution images of Phaethon's surface.
Wow.
Giving us our first detailed look
at
this mysterious object.
So we'll finally see what a rock comet looks like.
Okay. I will.
I'm already picturing it.
Yeah.
And what about those Geminids? Will the mission tell us anything about why they're getting more intense?
That's one of the big questions they're hoping to answer.
Okay.
The spacecraft will also analyze the dust surrounding Phaethon, which will help us understand its composition and how it creates those spectacular Geminid meteors.
I love it. It's like a cosmic detective story.
It is.
When is this all happening?
The launch was initially planned for 2024.
Okay.
But there have been some delays with the rocket development.
Okay.
It's now slated for 2025.
The joys of space exploration.
Oh, wait.
Always pushing the boundaries of technology.
But
hey, 2025 isn't that far off.
Nope.
We'll definitely have to do a whole other deep dive
once we
get that data back.
Definitely.
Okay, so we've got the what, the when, the why.
Okay.
Now let's talk about the how.
Right.
If our listener wants to catch this Geminid show, what do they need to do?
Well, like we were saying,
yeah.
The key is dark skies.
Dark skies. Okay.
And luckily, there are some great spots within a short drive of Spokane that fit the bill perfectly.
Okay, spill the beans.
Yeah.
Where are we going?
One of my favorite
is
the Fish Trap Recreation Area.
Fish Trap.
It's about 45 minutes southwest of Spokane.
Okay.
And it's got everything you need for a perfect stargazing night.
Okay.
Dark skies, easy access, plenty of open space.
And no entrance fees.
And no entrance fees.
Which is always a bonus.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we've got our location sorted.
We do.
Wait.
It's December.
Right.
Are we talking parkas and hand warmers here?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Don't underestimate the December chill.
No, dear.
Layers are your best friend.
Layers.
And don't forget a blanket or a comfy chair.
Okay.
So you can lean back and really take in the sky.
Good call. Comfort is key.
Yeah.
For a long night of meteor watching.
For sure.
All right. So we've got the location, the gear. Is there anything else our listeners should know before heading out?
Let me
to witness this celestial spectacle.
Just one more thing.
Okay.
Patience.
Patience.
Even though the Geminids are known for their intensity, meteor showers can be unpredictable. You might see bursts of activity followed by lulls.
Okay.
So settle in, relax.
All right.
And enjoy the show.
Okay.
You never know what you might see.
All right. Patience is key. I can do that.
Yeah.
And hey, while we're waiting for those meteors, maybe you can tell me a bit
about the stories people used to tell about these celestial events. You know, before we knew, they were just space rocks burning up in the atmosphere.
Oh, that's a fascinating topic.
Okay, I'm ready for a good story.
Well, in some Native American cultures, meteor showers were seen as representations of the spirits of ancestors returning to Earth. Imagine looking up and seeing those streaks of light and believing that you're witnessing your ancestors coming back to visit.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Gives you a whole different perspective on these events, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
And in ancient Greece, they had a different take. They sometimes associated meteors with the tears of the gods.
Oh, really?
Can you imagine the drama?
Okay, so the Greeks were all about the drama.
They were?
That tracks.
Yeah.
But I have to say,
okay,
I kind of like the Native American interpretation better.
I can see that.
It's a bit more hopeful, don't you think?
I agree.
Yeah.
There's something very comforting about the idea of those spirits returning to watch over us.
Yep.
But regardless of the specific story,
right.
It's amazing how universally captivated people have been by meteor showers throughout history.
It's true.
It's like we're programmed to look up and wonder.
Okay, so we've covered the what, the where, the when, even the who in terms of those ancient interpretations.
Right.
But before we wrap up,
okay.
I have one more question for you.
All right, shoot.
Earlier,
yeah.
we were talking about how the Geminids are now considered the most prolific annual shower.
They are.
Even surpassing the Perseids.
Yep.
But you mentioned that the Geminids themselves haven't actually gotten stronger.
Correct.
It's more that the Perseids have been a bit quieter lately.
They have.
So I'm curious.
Okay.
What else is different about these two showers?
That's a good question.
Aside from the whole asteroid versus comet origin story.
Of course. Well, there are definitely some key differences in the viewing experience.
Okay.
For one, the Geminids tend to be slower
than
the Perseids.
Okay.
We're talking about the speed at which the meteors enter Earth's atmosphere.
Okay.
Geminids come in at about 35 kilometers per second,
yeah.
while Perseids are zipping in at a faster 59 kilometers per second.
Okay, so slower meteors. Does that mean we'll see longer trails?
Not quite.
With the Geminids.
Actually, it's the opposite.
Oh.
Perseids are known
for
those long, persistent trails that can linger for several seconds.
Okay.
Sometimes even longer.
Hmm.
Geminid trails are typically shorter.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
That seems counterintuitive.
It does a little bit.
Why would the slower meteors?
It all comes down to the composition of the debris.
Okay.
Perseids come from the comet Swift-Tuttle.
Swift-Tuttle. Okay.
And that cometary debris is mostly icy, fragile material.
Okay.
It vaporizes more easily when it hits our atmosphere, creating those long-lasting trails.
Okay.
Geminid meteors, on the other hand, are made of denser, rockier material from asteroid Phaethon.
Okay.
They tend to burn up more quickly and completely.
Got it.
Leaving shorter trails.
So it's like the difference between throwing a snowball and a rock into a fire.
Perfect analogy.
Yeah. The snowball will vaporize and leave a smoky trail while the rock just burns rightly for a shorter time.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So we've got short, bright bursts of color with the Geminids and those longer, more ethereal trails with the Perseids.
Right.
And of course, there's the whole winter versus summer viewing experience.
A totally different experience.
Bundling up to watch meteors in December.
Yeah.
Definitely requires a bit more dedication than lounging on a warm summer night.
Sure.
You're not wrong.
Nope.
But I have to say,
yeah,
there's something magical.
I agree.
About watching those bright Geminids streak across a crisp, clear winter sky.
Yeah.
It's a unique experience.
Absolutely.
I'll take your word for it.
You should.
Maybe I'll pack a thermos.
Yeah.
Of hot chocolate.
That's a good idea.
To stay warm.
Definitely.
Okay, so we've covered the viewing tips, the differences between the Geminids and Perseids. Those incredible stories from ancient cultures.
Right.
Is there anything else our listener needs to know?
Yeah, let me think.
Before we wrap up this deep dive.
We've talked a lot about the Geminids and Perseids, but they're just two of many meteor showers that happen throughout the year.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
There's the Quadrantids in January, the Lyrids in April.
Exactly. There's a whole calendar of meteor showers to explore, each with its own unique characteristics and stories.
So as we wrap up this part,
okay.
I think our final takeaway for the listener is this.
Right.
Don't limit yourself to just the big name showers.
No.
Explore the full calendar.
That's right.
Make stargazing a regular part of your life.
Exactly.
There's always something amazing happening.
I agree.
In the night sky.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Perfectly said.
Yeah.
Now, before we let you go.
Yeah.
We promised you one more piece of this Geminids deep dive.
We did.
Welcome back to our Geminids deep dive.
Right.
We've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
You know, from the basics of when and where to watch to that unique origin story, those vibrant colors, and even those fascinating stories from ancient cultures.
It's been a good deep dive.
It has.
Yeah.
But before we let you go,
okay,
I want to circle back to something you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
The future of the Geminids.
Ah, yes. That's the million-dollar question.
It is.
Right?
We know
the
Geminids have been getting more intense over time.
They have.
And we know that their source, Phaethon, is a pretty unique and mysterious object.
Absolutely.
So what does the future hold?
Who knows?
For this incredible meteor shower?
That's a great question.
I'm dying to know.
Yeah.
Could the Geminids continue to intensify?
Possibly.
And become even more spectacular?
Maybe.
Or could they?
Yeah.
Like the Perseids eventually start to fade?
It's possible.
Yeah.
Those are the very questions scientists are trying to answer.
They are.
Yeah.
And it all comes down to understanding Phaethon better.
Yeah.
What's its composition?
Right.
How does its orbit affect the debris trail? And how much longer will it keep behaving like a rock comet?
Yeah.
Shedding that material.
Yeah.
That creates the Geminids.
Oh, good question.
It's like a cosmic mystery.
It is.
And speaking of mysteries, didn't you mention a mission that's going to study Phaethon up close?
Yes. The Destiny Plus mission.
Destiny Plus.
Which is set to launch in 2025.
2025. Okay.
Is going to give us an unprecedented look at Phaethon.
Okay.
The spacecraft will do a flyby.
Uh-huh.
Capturing high-resolution images of its surface and analyzing the dust surrounding it.
So we'll finally get to see what a rock comet looks like up close and personal.
We will.
And hopefully that data will help us understand the Geminids better.
That's the hope.
And maybe even predict what their future holds.
Fingers crossed.
It's going to be an exciting few years.
It will.
For meteor shower enthusiasts.
It will be.
I can't wait. Okay, so we've covered everything.
Mm-hmm.
From the science to the history.
Yep.
Even the future of the Geminids.
We did.
I think it's safe to say that this is a must-see event.
For sure.
For anyone who loves looking up at the night sky.
Absolutely.
It's a chance to witness a truly awe-inspiring celestial spectacle.
Mm-hmm.
And to connect with a sense of wonder.
Yeah.
That has captivated humans.
I agree.
For centuries.
That's a beautiful thought.
So to wrap things up,
I'm
going to leave our listeners with this final thought.
Okay.
Don't just read about the Geminids.
Right.
Go out and experience them for yourselves.
That's the best way.
Bundle up.
Yes.
Find a dark spot.
Uh-huh.
And let those meteors fill you with a sense of wonder.
Exactly.
And while you're out there, think about all the people throughout history who have gazed at the same sky, sharing in that same sense of awe and mystery.
It's a timeless experience.
It is.
One that's always worth taking the time to appreciate.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
My pleasure.
Into the Geminids.
It was fun.
We'll catch you next time for another exploration of the fascinating world around us.
Looking forward to it.
Clear skies.
Clear skies.